It's been a tumultuous week for the Cavs. The team that was expected to spend the summer beefing up its roster for another title run next year is now faced with a star player who wants out and an inexperienced general manager at the helm. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, Kyrie Irving shocked everyone with news that he wants to be traded.
I have never seen a player do what Kyrie Irving did in terms of walking in after being on a team that went to the NBA Finals three consecutive seasons and said, I want out, I want my own team.
What do you make of it?
I make of it exactly what he said, that he wants to be the focal point of the franchise. That's the exact phrase he used with owner Dan Gilbert. But here is the thing that's so different between, I've gotten some emails, people say, well, you know, LeBron left and Kevin Durant left. Well, they played out their contracts. They were free agents. They were free to go wherever they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, when Kyrie is together with LeBron James, you win. 90% of the NBA wants to play with LeBron James because you win. You know, he has gone to the NBA Finals the last 7 years. And guess what? I think he's going to go again. It's set up. There's an interstate highway to the NBA Finals. Amanda, I admit, you know, I've been in this thing 100 years, and I've never quite seen anything like this.
Well, you wrote a very poignant column that said, if Kyrie wants out, the Cavs need to let him go. So what's going to happen here? Because the Cavs don't have to trade him. He's under contract for two more years.
No, they don't. For example, in baseball, you might just say, too bad, who cares? Because baseball is such an individualistic sport. You know, you could be the most selfish player in the world and be a very good baseball player. Because when you're batting, you're playing for yourself, your own stats. When you're pitching for yourself. But in basketball, you know, it is five fingers to form one hand. And in other words, you know, LeBron and Kyrie have to play nice together, at least on the court. All this kind of stuff. And frankly, a lot of Kyrie's teammates are going to be very upset by this too. It won't ever go away. So that's why he needs to go away.
But now the question is, if they do trade him, what can they possibly get in exchange for Kyrie Irving that's going to be Kyrie Irving?
And the second question is, can the guy who's now the new general manager, Kobe Altman, has only been with the Cavaliers since 2012. He's 34 years old. Can he pull off one of the biggest deals that the Cavaliers franchise will ever have to make and do it well?
Well, Terry, the Cavs did sign free agent point guard Derrick Rose, a former NBA MVP, spent last season with the Knicks, before that was with the Bulls. How does he fit into all this?
Derrick is a really good player, but he's had multiple knee surgeries and things like that. He should only play about half the game. But how about this, Amanda? A former MVP at the age of 29 had his choice of about six different teams to sign with for veteran minimum, and he turned down more money from the Lakers. Guess where he came?
He came to play with LeBron James.
You got it.
Right.
Exactly. You know why? He's never been to the finals, Derrick Rose. And he knows, he looks at this, he goes, shoot, me and LeBron, Kevin Love, whatever to get for Kyrie, we'll get there. And then we'll take our chances against Golden State. I can't ever get out of the second round of the playoffs when I've been there. That's what Kyrie doesn't understand, how hard it is to reach the finals. By the way, if I get one more email from anybody say the Cavs need to trade LeBron James and like keep Kyrie Irving, I do think the three hairs left on my head, I'm just going to rip them out and eat them.
Keep LeBron, and you're saying if Kyrie wants out, the Cavs have to let him go.
Yes, yeah, and begin to build a team a different way. And remember this about LeBron, he's won with all kinds of different teams. And I can tell you this, LeBron's people, I know they were very surprised by this. And they have really no interest in playing with Kyrie anymore here.
So this interesting summer is going to continue to roll on. And I guess we're going to find out what happens.
Yep. So how about this? Browns are opening training camp and it's all about the Cavs.
That's a switch, huh?
That is a switch, yeah.
It takes a lot to shift the focus away from the Browns in the end of July. Terry, thanks so much for joining me.
All right. Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.